The church defined, gathering of believers. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 to 25. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. One of the aspects of our Christian faith that is unique is our gathering together as a community of believers to worship God. The early church excelled in this, for we read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 46, they worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. We also read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, on the first day of the week, we gathered with the local believers to share in the Lord's Supper. There are several reasons why we come together as believers. The Lord assures us in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, where two or three have come together in my name, I am there among them. Following the example of the early church, we congregate to hear the word of God being expounded for fellowship, for breaking of bread, and for prayer. Acts chapter 2 verses 41 to 42. We also do so to encourage one another, build each other up, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11, and to bear one another's burdens, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26, this is what Paul says should happen when we gather together. Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. Being in fellowship with other believers is a sure sign that we are walking in the light as He is in the light. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Technology has advanced remarkably, and we have numerous ways to worship and to hear the word of God right from the comfort of our homes. This may be a good option for our current situation and for those who are unable to move out because of their ailments. While we must be careful to not make our church attendance an obligatory ritual, we should be reminded that our gathering together as a body of believers is not optional. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 to 25 reminds us that we should value our coming together, not be negligent about it, but rather use these meetings to encourage and motivate each other for love and good works. This we are encouraged to do so that the church can be ready for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is close at hand. Let me conclude with this thought-provoking quote by Pastor Rick Warren about the purpose of the church. We are created for community, fashioned for fellowship, and formed for a family. And none of us can fulfill God's purposes by ourselves.